Thank you, Madam Chair. My delegation does not have specific language proposals for Articles 11, 13, or 15. And we think that the language agreed at the 8th Review Conference is acceptable. Regarding Article 14, the final document language should be appropriately updated to reflect the increase in states parties to the BWC. And again, we warmly welcome the new states parties to this convention. As requested, I will now focus on specific language proposals under these articles, and my delegation has proposals to share regarding Article 12. Article 12 is key to continuing the effectiveness of the convention. It foresees the need for the convention's operation and implementation to be reviewed and improved as the world is changing around us. We see five elements that are necessary to achieve that continuous improvement. My delegation has already noted two of these, namely, a well-designed intersessional process and a well-resourced ISU. I would now like to focus on the remaining three elements. First, a plan for states parties to meet on a regular basis. We decided at our last review conference to hold review conferences at least every 5 years. And regrettably, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we were not able to meet that timeline this time. Nonetheless, this would put the next review conference in 2027, 5 years from now, and my delegation supports this. Second, a process that takes into account any new scientific and technological developments that are relevant to the convention. Madam Chair, for delegations to make decisions about the implications of scientific developments, they need sound scientific advice. Recently, there has been significant progress towards developing a more systematic scientific advisory process for BWC states parties. And specifically, the idea of a hybrid process that is both practical and inclusive has widespread support. At this review conference, my delegation believes that states parties should decide to establish a scientific advisory process. And this process should be independent from political pressures and sufficiently resourced. My delegation urges that the final document for Article 12 both affirm the need for a more structured scientific advisory process and that it cross-reference a decision to establish it. Finally, the last element required for continuous improvement of the convention's implementation is the ability to act. This way, states parties can take substantive decisions more than twice a decade. A working paper during this past intersessional process from the United Kingdom summarized the existing practices in which the annual meeting of states parties take decisions on financial, administrative, and other operational matters. These are critical for the functioning of the convention. We believe that the final document under Article 12 should provide greater clarity on this matter so that we can act and react in a timely manner. I thank you, Madam Chair.